Deck,
how you doing?
Deck, how you doing?
President, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good.
That's good.
I've been working a little bit. I spent a day or two at home. And
yeah, I noticed you. You must have had a nice visit down there, didn't you?
Yeah, I had a day or two.
You got some good publicity out of there with your statement. That was very good.
Yeah, I put out one today on New York. I don't know. I had to say something. I said it in Mississippi and Georgia, and I just said that we work with the local authorities. We had to put a stop to this violence.
Yes, that's right.
You had a little trouble out there, hadn't you?
No. We've been fortunate.
I thought I saw yesterday where you had a couple killed.
No. Not in Chicago. We haven't had an incident, and very few last year either, other than, you know, magnified by the press.
Mm-kay.
Our people are in pretty good shape up to date. You always keep hoping, but we have some pretty good programs going, and we've got into the community, and we're right in touch with the people, and we try to nip anything before it gets going with any momentum on it. And this way, we, up to date, we've been very, very fortunate.
Dick, in connection with my nomination,
yeah.
Do you have anybody would you like to use somebody? We had, you remember, Dawson before.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't know whether you or whether him or your boy up here.
Turner?
No.
Who's that?
You're a coming young star in the Congress, Ross Kinkowski. I don't know what kind of speaker he is. We want to try to get an image of young people if we can, and I want you to think about it. Don't have to decide it now. I'm going to try to get this little Italian boy from Rhode Island, Johnny Pastore, maybe.
Sure, yeah.
To keynote it. He's a fiery speaker and a good one.
Very good.
I got a poll today I thought I'd read to you if you've got it.
Good.
It was taken right at the convention. It shows we dropped 10 points, mm-hmm. and he picked up 10 overall.
I see.
It shows that that most in the South, the East is 74-26. The South is Johnson 45, Goldwater 55. The Middle West, your area, is the same as the whole nation, 64-36. The West is 69-31.
Oh, wonderful.
The total for the nation is 64-36. A month before the convention, we were 74-26.
Well,
he says that when they get a man to rally behind, a lot of them, that they'll be, just all the Republicans will get that are going to vote Republican will come behind him pretty well, that they won't do when it's split up between Rockefeller and a bunch of others. He says that we can expect a little bit of settling down now. And he thinks after our convention, if we get by pretty good, that we might go up a little bit.
I think we will.
But he thinks that that's a pretty substantial drop, and he thinks the battleground will be the Midwest.
Well, I think he's right.
He says you can't do much about changing civil rights in the South. That you, the East is not going to change much because they're afraid of this fella. He says the West is in pretty good shape, 69-31, and he may make some inroads, but the Midwest is going to be the battleground, 64-36.
Well, we'll be ready to battle them in Illinois. We started already with a massive registration yesterday at a meeting of our 80 leaders, and we're starting out holding meetings every week, and we're going to canvass every home starting September 1st, every home in Cook County. On this registration.
Oh, God, that's wonderful.
Because we figured this is the answer to the whole problem. If we get the people registered, they're ordinarily and will be in the Democratic column. But if we don't get them registered, everyone that we do not have registered, we lose two votes.
I talked to McNamara at some length about your problem.
Yeah.
He says he doesn't think that he can materially change it between now and the election, although he'll try to help. If we get our poverty, we can go in and take care of a big bunch of young ones, and we're going to pass it, we hope, this week. But he says that he will take their companies out there, and he will see very quietly, without anybody in on it but me and you, see if he can't shift something out there that might be considered other places, and he'll give me a report on it. And I thought maybe I might, just when he's out there on something else, without attracting attention and without him saying that we had a big plot or conniving to hurt somebody, that I might have him give you a ring and you go by his hotel, because I think that we ought to do something about it, not get it balanced. I talked to the Science Advisory Committee, and I told him you were a little bit concerned and you didn't know why the electronics industry was moving to Boston and to California, and probably the educational part. They say, hell no, that you've got fine educational
institutions. We've got better institutions in the Middle West. They're all land-grant institutions.
They
more PhDs, we lose them.
They say that's the trouble. They say you train them and then you lose them because you've got no company there to keep them.
That's right, Mr. President.
I talked to them about it yesterday.
Good.
And McNamara will be in touch with you.
Fine.
Now, I've got this problem. I've got another column this morning.
Yeah.
In the New York News. I think it's something, I don't know whether you get it out there or not, but if you can get a copy of the New York News, you ought to get your boy, get the colonel to go get you a copy of it. It's on page 4. I don't remember the author of it, but it's Paul Healy is the author. Paul Healy on page 4. Now, it says that it comes from the same source that the other comes by, and that the northern people want a certain individual, the bosses, and it's going to be trouble at the convention and so on and so forth. I've about concluded that the wise thing for me to do would be to call this fellow over and say, now I've looked at Goldwater and I see what's happened in Wallace and I see our problem in the South and the Midwest, and I just don't believe that this number 2 thing that I'm going to be able to recommend you and urge you, and I think you ought to know it. I think I kind of owe it to you being in the cabinet. So that you don't think, go ahead with your plans here, assuming that it's all right, because I don't think it ought to go that far. The 2 things can come out of it. It can cause some dissension within the party, or it can stop it. Now, what's your judgment?
I think I'd think a little about that, because then that would be putting all the onus on you.
Mm-hmm.
And then you would, I think you might cause something that would be followed by other things. For instance, assume that he would resign.
Mm-hmm.
Then you'd have the thing right out in the open.
Yeah.
I would be, and then it would be that you yourself took this position. I really think that for yourself, it's a pretty dangerous one, although it's something that you got to admire you for, but I think that over a little while, because realizing, it's different if you were an old timer in the rank like yourself or myself, but realizing it's not, then you never know what is going to be the consequence of that.
Well, now,
unless you're ready to meet that.
No.
I'd rather see us not have that kind of a thing up in the convention. Until after you're nominated.
Well, now, my folks feel, I've talked to some of the careful ones here, they think that this campaign's kind of going on.
Well,
and that if we don't nip it, that they're going to say, well, you were silent, and you kind of, in effect, allowed it to go on, and
I don't, after all, we said that that's a natural thing if a fellow wants to campaign. And then if he has the, the people, but I think that I wouldn't be paying attention to these columnists, because they just are trying to foment an argument in our party.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just trying to foment trouble in Atlantic City, and they're just trying to cause trouble. Whereas if this action you're talking about, you take it, then there's no doubt about it. Then there is a cause for action on the other person by saying, well, I was told the delegates haven't had a chance. If the delegates have a chance, if any executive committee or anything else are conferring with you, then you keep yourself in the position entirely clear of the situation at all times and saying, well, at the proper time, but I don't think this is any time to be making that decision.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's, of course, I know what they're trying to do. They're trying to say, we've got to get this thing clearly demonstrated where we stand, otherwise something's liable to happen.
They think.
I don't see that, though, unless they're paying attention. See, the worst city in the United States for rumor and gossip is Washington.
Yeah.
And you know that. You were there 32 years, and frankly, whereas we out in the prairies, we don't pay too much attention to columnists or to newspapers or anything else. We just try to keep getting the facts. Now, unless someone is misinforming me tremendously, I don't see this thing developing.
Mm.
I don't see evidence. You see some of it on a little basis, but I don't see any mass campaigning.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you see,
well, I think my people think they're relying primarily on emotionalism. They think that most of these delegates that go there will be delegates that were there in 60.
That's right.
And will be people that like the name and were friendly.
Yeah.
And that that they'll have a demonstration and they'll say, well, now, this man didn't get to finish his job and he's got a lot of friends, and we need this name, and we just ought to go ahead and give him a vote.
But then what happens? I'm not only thinking about the convention, I'm thinking of what happens after the convention.
Yeah.
I'm thinking of what happens in the election.
Yeah.
This is fine for the convention.
Yeah.
But in the election, I don't want to, I hope we can work it in such a way that you're not the one give this information,
uh-huh,
or to tell anyone.
Yeah.
That, it would be by the vote of the convention.
Yeah.
And this would be a much better way for you,
yeah,
individually. And then looking at it beyond the Atlantic City.
Well, don't you think, though, that if it's not to be him, I'm going to have to say that I want somebody else?
You will. Oh, you will at the proper time.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think this is the time. I think we're allowing, let them keep talking as long as you keep talking to the heads of the delegation, to the different people, and you have confidence in them.
Well, hell of it.
They've got integrity and they've got some.
I haven't talked to anybody but you and Lawrence.
Yeah. Well, the rest of them, I've been talking to them. They don't see it. And Dave doesn't see it. I had a long talk with him. And I think you might create a situation that would be far more out of balance than if it took its natural course.
Well, I think there's some merit in what you say. I don't want them to leave. I don't want my silence, though, to indicate that I approve of what they're doing.
Well, I agree with you, but don't forget that. You might do it with a, but to do it the way you're mentioning, then that removes all the uncertainty entirely, as far as he's concerned. And then what is the ultimate result? What is he liable to do? I don't know. I don't think you do. And that's the only thing that concerned me, and I wouldn't like to see that happen.
Well, would it be better to happen a month ahead of time or better to happen the day before the nomination?
Well, it would be better, in my opinion, granting everything is all right, to do it the day before the nomination.
Mm-hmm.
Or the day after, the night of the nomination.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think the mere fact that you're in the position you're in now is favorable to you, although I know a lot of people are pushing you to act and want you to act and feel that if you get it behind you, you're better off. But I don't think when you weigh the equities of it, that's a good situation. I think that you have control of the entire situation at all times.
You don't think that anybody that of consequence is likely to go away from us by waiting?
No, not at all. Not at all. And I don't see any evidence. No, we've seen every evidence of it. If we've seen any state convention meeting and taking action, this would be a different thing. But we don't see that. Or have you seen any movement of people calling and doing different things, then that would indicate some activity. But I don't see any of that up to date. I don't know if you have.
No. I hear of it, but not of anything with a fellow like you or Lawrence or somebody that's...